Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Paul?
Yes.
I have the settlement agent on the phone with us here.
Hello?
His name's Chris.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Fine, and you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Okay, Zach, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing them.
Hey.
Can you still hear me, Zach?
Yeah, here you go. Can you hear him better now? Paul,
Can you
yeah.
hear me? Can
Yeah, I can hear a little bit, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I can hear him better now. How you doing, sir?
Fine, and you?
Doing well, thank you, thank you. So, I just wanted to update you with this one. So we've got the title search ordered, and given that the property is in Brunswick County, that it is taking a little bit longer than anticipated to get back on our end. Okay, now the searcher that we order it through, it's our title company. We send the order to our title company, and then the title company has to outsource it to a searcher in the area. So when I did that, it took them a couple of days to to hear back from the searcher that was in Brunswick, and then they effectively told the title company that it's going to take a couple of days extra because they're backed up, and then they communicated that to me. So, yeah, that's where we are with it. Knowing Zach and working with him for a while now, I know that we're really good with once we get the information, i.e. the title search, we're going to be ready to hop on it. We can get it accomplished in just a few short days,
Okay.
assuming that there's no outstanding title issues or anything. But tell me, you don't owe anything on the property, or what's your do you have a mortgage or anything that we're going to need to get paid off?
No, sir.
Okay, yeah, that makes it even easier. Are all your taxes up to date?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
I would do
Yeah.
for this year.
Things
I
that.
think $100 and some.
Okay.
Whatever the year after it over.
I gotcha. I gotcha. So yeah, I mean that, as long as when that title search comes back and it looks, like what you're describing it as, which sounds pretty clean, then yeah, it'll
Okay.
take, a day or two at most to turn it around. So,
Oh.
it's just a matter of getting that back into our office first, if that
Okay.
makes sense. So that's going to be the biggest piece. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then, like I told Paul, I said, obviously it's been a miscommunication and just understanding the correct phone numbers, but the 13th we're not going to be able to do it, but we'll be able to do it. We should be able to do it next week, no problem. And as far as I'm concerned, we had a conversation. He's okay with that. Can you just explain to him, what the closing process will look like to him?
Sure. Now, and again, I'm sorry if you've told me this before. I've got a lot going on, but I'm assuming we're handling his side as well. Are we facilitating getting the deed signed with him, or does he have somebody that he's using?
No, we're going to use the same settlement agent because we're paying for closing costs.
Oh, good to know. Okay. So, and if that was in the contract, again, I got too much going, my head's spinning. But yeah, okay, that makes it even easier. So the process from here, sir, is when I get the search back and I'm able to type up a title binder, that'll give me the information that I'll need to get a deed ordered for you. And then we will also, at the same time, when we're getting that binder, the deed, and a couple other little documents along with the deed that you'll have to sign, I'll get a settlement statement drawn up as well. And then either the day before or the day of closing, whenever that day is going to be, what I'll do is we'll coordinate getting with you to sign the deed. closes, we'll take it to the courthouse. We'll get it recorded. And then once it's recorded, we'll disperse the funds. And that's, at that point, when we'll, you'll receive your proceeds. So that's a brief little summary of how it goes from here.
Yeah, but like I told him, I'm not going to sign nothing. And he told me it'd be a day later or something that I get my funds about the way things are now. When I sign, I want my funds right there with me. And I take it like that. I'm not going to sign nothing over. And I'll be a day or two getting my money. I don't operate like that. That's not a good way.
I understand.
Transactive business.
Well, let me tell you, the Virginia state law is that we have to record before we disperse. In order to record, we have to have you sign the deed and have it notarized. Now, nothing is going to be transferred or put into his name until the deed is recorded. And right after the deed is recorded, I will get the funds dispersed to you, and that'll happen the same day that it's recorded, provided, you know, that we get Zach in here in the morning to close. Now, if you want to come in here the same day, you know, so that everything is facilitated on the same day when you sign and you'll get your money the same day, we can do that, you know. So, but I was just saying that if you wanted to come in a day early, which is what we typically do with all of our customers that we handle seller side transactions on, that we're also handling the buyer side on, just for ease and to have everything ready for when the buyer closes. So, again, just because you're signing doesn't mean that it's closed and a done deal. I wanna make that very clear. We're taking the steps to get everything done on the seller side prior to closing, so that A, Zach has what he needs, and in many cases, if there's a lender involved, the lender will want to see that deed as well to clear their requirement. And
it's cash sale.
Yeah.
So basically, what you're saying, Chris, is he, you know, Paul has expressed when he signs it over, he wants to get the funds.
Cashier check the other day, and when I sign, that's where I want. That's, you know, I don't operate like that, and that's not a good way to operate. I sign everything over then, and I worry about my funds later. No, I don't operate like that. I sold houses. And so when I see the lawyer, everything done right then.
So what's the best way, Chris, for him to kind of just, once he signs it, even though it's not recorded, I mean, what's the best way? Because, you know, he seems pretty, you know, Paul, you seem pretty adamant about getting the funds the same day. And the state law, you know, it's not.
Yeah, there's no workaround. We have to abide by our procedures and abide by state law. Like I said, like I previously said, sir, again, I completely understand what you're saying. And we've had clients who've expressed this same kind of thing, and I've had to explain to them that, yes, when you sign, you know, we're going to record the same day, and then you will get your money. Now, I haven't asked, and maybe I should, but do you want to check, or were you looking at having your funds wired? Because if you want to check, I mean, we can do a little workaround where we will give you the check when you sign, but you cannot deposit it until we call you that it's recorded. Okay? Would that be acceptable as a compromise to you?
Yeah, I might. As long as I got it in my hand.
That just means.
Or you say you can electronic deposit.
That just means you have to wait a day to actually put the funds in your account.
Not necessarily a day. Like I said, if you come and close, you know, in the morning, you know, say just for the sake of this example, say you come in, sir, you sign at my office at 9 o'clock, right? And then, you know, we have the deed in hand, and then we set up Zach to close at 10 o'clock, right? And he comes in and he signs his documents, and everybody signed everything. And again, after you sign it, recorded. And once that thing is on record, at some point in the afternoon, it'll take a little bit to get to Brunswick. But once that thing is recorded, we'll give you a call, and at that point, you can deposit your check. You know, I'm aiming for it to be done the same day. Okay.
All right.
Great. Well, it sounds like we're all on the same page with that. It's a good deal.
Paul, does that make you feel better?
Yeah. I think on it at night. We'll go.
We've used this settlement agent multiple times, so he knows. You know, when we purchase things, you know, we close on them. So we've done enough deals with him. He knows us. You know, we're not trying to do anything, unethical.
And sir, in the same vein, the same thing with us, you know, we have to abide by the procedures and the rules that the law, you know, sets. Mm-hmm. We're not about, you know, doing anything that's frivolous or untoward as far as, you know, having you sign and then, you know, if you're afraid of, you know, of him closing and taking possession of the property and you not getting your funds, that won't happen. You know, if that happened ever, we'd get shut down. So obviously we're not trying to do anything malicious as well. I know you haven't worked with us, and I definitely trust your point of view, but I just want to reassure you that everything that we do is in a matter that you know is in accordance with the state law of Virginia and everything like that. So,
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, we can do a check, and you know that's a compromise that Chris has never even brought up. So. You know,
yeah, we usually don't do that, man. We usually, you know, because, you know, we can't. I'm doing this as a little workaround because technically we shouldn't do that. But, you know, just obviously given our conversation, you know, I'm going to trust that you're not going to deposit that check until we call you. So, so we'll get that done for you, man.
All right.
Thanks, Mr. Walker.
All right, I'll talk with you later.
Okay, bye-bye.